the worst moments of our life.
Hey, girl, hey, that's bad.
So speaking of, like, worst ever experiences.
That is the worst ever.
I don't feel so good.
And that was my worst audition ever.
How bad can it be?
And we feel the pain is best or funny. Hi, welcome to Worst Ever Podcast.
Hi, welcome to Worst Ever Podcast. This is your host, Alak Khaled, with my friend Christine Lake. And hi, Christine, how are you? Long time no see.
You sound terrible.
I do?
No, I'm teasing you. Tell the people where you are.
I am in Atlanta, Georgia, your hometown.
Yeah, we're doing this remotely today. This is exciting. I enjoy just listening to the sulky stylings of your voice.
Well, listen, it's so much better than being in person with you.
Oh, believe me. I don't have to deal with you eating me out of house and home, leaving your cups all over my house.
You know what? I just snacked on some string cheese in your honor.
Oh my God. That's so nice of you. How's the Atlanta?
Good. I was in Florida yesterday. I just drove back from Orlando. I was at the Mickey Mouse Club had a 30th anniversary at MegaCon.
Crazy.
And they about 22 out of the 36 came to represent the Mouseketeers from all the seasons.
Wow.
In the 80s and 90s. And so I got to reunite with all my friends, and it was a shit show.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the craziest thing is I saw one of the original ones from season 1, 2, 3, Brandy Brown. I don't know if anyone knows who she is, but she was the original Cosette on Broadway. And then later in life, after she left the Mouse Club in season 3, she went back to New York and did Eponine in Les Mis and was the youngest Eponine ever, and then did Another World. But the interesting thing about her is that poster for Les Mis, that's her face.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wait, like all the t-shirts and everything with the young urchin girl?
Yes, that's
her. She's the young urchin face.
Yeah.
God, I had that t-shirt. I think anyone who grew up obsessed with musical theater like myself wanted to secretly be her.
Well, you know what's so interesting is I hated that show.
I know. It's your least favorite show. You're crazy. It's so good.
It's so long.
It's so good. You're an idiot.
I had two Mouseketeer friends in who wrote Les Mis?
Andrew Lloyd Webber. No.
Right. No, it was
terrible.
Yeah. And then he also wrote Miss Saigon, right?
No, but Andrew Lloyd Webber did not write Les Mis.
Oh, it was Cameron Mackintosh, no?
No, he's a director.
Okay, who? I don't know. Anyways, the same people did Les Mis and Miss Saigon.
Okay.
My two least favorite shows.
All right, well, done by totally different people and hashtag no one cares.
Wow, where have you been up to?
Wait, let me ask you one other question. Are you on a sex strike?
Are we going to talk about the sex strike for a second?
Yeah, let's just talk for a second about the sex strike. You have been in the middle of some major political happenings in Georgia right now.
That's correct. I've been a part of it.
And we know how much you love getting in the center of politics.
Correct. Oh, boy. I've been in like 18 fights here in Georgia with people who work here. Because
I
know that my best friend is Alyssa. And so I've been defending her and the actual opposition against the law that they're passing against abortions. And, you know, it's just crazy. The whole thing is crazy. But yeah, the sex strike, just so if anyone is understanding what she was doing, was just to draw attention, because obviously it turned into news, and then more news feeds were bringing attention to the actual bills that were being passed in, I think it's 6 or 7 states, including Georgia and Alabama. I think Alabama was just trying to one-up Georgia, because it's like the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And by the way, all you pro-lifers, listen, I totally respect that you would want to have children, whatever, but I'm not going to tell women what to do with their body.
And yeah, nor should you.
So don't write me.
don't write me. Don't write me. Well, thank you for doing the good work on behalf of all of us women, as you always tend to do.
Well, Christine, I didn't have a choice.
Yeah, well, I know. How much longer are you in the Dirty South?
I think until middle or end of June. I mean, it's great because I get to go home and see my family, which I've been doing like every week.
That's nice.
Except I'm driving an electric car, so I have to stop at a supercharger to get there, which can be a pain in the ass. The one supercharger that I love to go to, because it's right next to a Starbucks, the Starbucks is being repaved, so it was closed yesterday. So I had to go to Panera.
Ugh. Your life is so hard.
Yeah. But I've been eating at like
high-class problems.
I have been eating at like Cracker Barrels and Ruby Tuesdays and Olive Gardens.
So much
Captain
chain
D's.
Food.
Love a Captain D's, the Hush Puppies. My mouth is watering thinking about it.
Oh, God.
And lots of sweet tea.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so much sweet tea.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to miss you, I guess, because we're coming in the middle of the summer for the holidays, but I think you'll already be gone.
But you're coming for a few days, yeah?
Yeah, we're coming for about a week, see the parents. I think my husband and I may run the Peachtree Road Race, which is a 10K. Have I trained for it? Absolutely not. When was the last time I ran? Probably when I did a half marathon with the guest who was sitting beside me. Speaking of, we're going to talk about that.
Go ahead.
Speaking of, by the way, that was like 8 years ago for anyone who's keeping track. Last time I went running. Our guest today, let's get to it, is a beautiful, hilarious, gorgeous, talented woman named Vanessa Ray. You would know her from Pretty Little Liars.
You
would know her currently. She plays Eddie on Blue Bloods.
Yes.
Please welcome to the podcast, Vanessa.
Hi, everyone.
Vanessa, I'm so happy you could do this today.
I'm very excited that I get to be here. I had a long commute to get here.
Oh, traffic. How was it?
It was great. It was like as long as it took to open a LaCroix.
It's great.
Over.
They're neighbors, guys.
Yeah, little known fact. Vanessa and I have known each other probably,
like
five
years now?
Well,
maybe
yeah, Brandon
longer.
And I have been married for five, and I met you right before that.
Yeah.
So five or six. But strangely enough, they were looking for a house all over Los Angeles. And where did they end up finding the perfect one for them? But in my neighborhood, like walking distance neighbors. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's awesome.
Well, I'd been to your house once for a New Year's Eve party.
Yeah.
And I was like, that view, that's what I want. I want a house like that. I want a house like Christine Lakin's. And so we were looking for years. And I mean, that was like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And we were looking for years and years and years. And then we found this house. And then truly, we brought some of our mutual best friends to look at the house. And they were like, you realize Christine Lakin is next door. Like she lives like right around, like here she is. I was like, I did it. I managed to like copy someone's life successfully.
The only thing we haven't managed to do is somehow create like a path so that we could just have a compound.
Yeah.
Which really would be the greatest
That's
thing.
That's the dream.
Ever.
That's the goal.
It's the goal.
And there's all these houses for sale on the street. So I'm like, we got to get our friends.
I know. We can't. I mean, a lot of people on the podcast know I've talked all about our renovation and how, you know, crazy it was. And the fact that we love being back in. So we really have nothing to say. But I do feel sort of bad for you guys because now there are two other houses under major construction right next to you guys.
Yeah.
So it's like we redid our house. Then you guys were, you know,
We're construction
You're just
zone.
In construction
I
hell.
I think we should probably like jump in.
Yeah, you might as well at this point.
We might as well. Let's build.
You're
let's
like,
build something. My husband and I.
You're like on
Vanessa,
hiatus, hoping to get some sunshine and just listening to construction.
Hey, ladies, you're talking too much.
Sorry.
Listen to me.
What do you want
to
say?
I know, like you guys are like having tea over there. I don't know what's happening, but Vanessa, don't you shoot Blue Bloods in New York?
Yes, I do. So that's the other thing. I can't really complain much because I'm in New York about 9 months of the year. And then
so where's your place in New York?
Well, that's a great question. So,
oh boy.
So when I got the job, I didn't really believe I had the job, you know, because you get an actor and you're like, well, this is way too good to be true.
And they're going to fire me at some point. I think we all actors think that.
I was sure they were going to fire me for years. And then I kind of got comfortable. I guess I got comfortable. Then I signed like a 3-year lease on a place in Williamsburg, which, as it turns out, not cool enough to live there. I love Williamsburg. I think it's very cool, but like everybody just looks exactly like me. And yeah. I like New York because I like the diversity. So I felt like a little bit like, I don't know, it was weird. So it didn't really work out for me, but we were not going to sign another lease. This is probably fascinating to your listeners. And I, because I was like, well, I don't know if the show is going to go any longer. So then I sublet a place in Midtown, and then nope, we're going another season. So
that's right. So now you got to figure it out all over again.
Find a place to live, and I don't know what's going to happen. So.
Well, I love Battery Park. That's like my place. Oh yeah,
you know what? A lot of our directors live in Battery Park. That's sort of like where directors live these days, I guess. Yeah. I might. I really like Tribeca. Bridget Moynihan's on her show, and she lives there. And she's someone else whose life I would like to, you know, copy.
Who wouldn't? So, she's
She's got a good thing going.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a question about Blue Bloods because I'm a Howard Stern fan. I don't know if you listen to Howard Stern.
I just really don't.
Okay. High Pitch Eric. Do you know who that is?
Say that again.
High Pitch Eric.
Oh, yeah. It's like a thing with Donnie.
Well, he what?
Is there
a bit with
Donnie Wahlberg there?
Yeah. He's obsessed with Donnie Wahlberg. He like jacks off to him.
Right.
Yeah. And he like does extra work on your show.
Oh, does he really?
Yes, Donnie brings him on to do extra stuff.
Oh, stop it.
That is the most Donnie Wahlberg thing I've ever heard. Donnie's like, we'll roll out the red carpet for you. You'll come, you'll be an extra. No one will see your face.
No, it's amazing because he talks about it all the time on Howard. And I'm like, and when Don and Jenny are on Howard, they talk about, you know, Hypocheric always makes his appearance there.
Oh my God,
so I was just funny. Like, oh my God, she was on Blue Bloods. I would love to meet Hypocheric in person.
I didn't know anything about that. And Donnie actually we were having some random conversation where this came up. This is not normally how he talks, but he was like, yeah, nobody. He's like, my career has been really interesting because people knew me from New Kids on the Block. And then all of a sudden people knew me from The Sixth Sense.
Right.
And he said, and then High Pitch Eric. And I was like, I don't know what that is. And he said, it's a Stern thing. And he said, and now Blue Bloods.
Yeah, it's really kind of all over the map.
Blue Bloods and Wahlburgers kind of together. But.
Okay, I have some other things I want to talk about Blue Bloods. When you guys shoot, you shoot all over New York.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, when you're not on, you know, when you're not inside the studio, a lot of times you guys are shooting. I mean, I follow you on Instagram because I have to stalk all my friends. Yeah. But you guys are sometimes outside, like in all the elements.
Yep.
That's brutal.
It was.
And you have to be like a cop. And yeah, I'm a cop.
I was a cop.
It's freezing.
I play a tough, strong female character. Cop. Yeah, it's. It's like, I don't even know how to explain it because everybody says it's like the fourth character in the show. Okay. But it kind of is. Like, yeah. Only because you're in it. Like, we are beat cops. Uh-huh. So we're in it more than I would say, you know, some of the other characters that work in offices are. And there are seasons where my partner, Will Estes, and I, we'll be like, we'll call each other and just get so scared. We're like so scared for how bad the summer's gonna be, and then we're so scared for how bad the winter's gonna be, where we're just like, I mean, you know. But I think at this point I've sort of mastered winter. You do like the, you know, those like hot packs.
Sure.
So you do one on the top of your feet and one on the bottom of your feet.
Smart.
Double it up.
Yeah.
I didn't know about the doubling it up, and then I put them all up my legs.
Yep.
And then I put hot packs and like every single part of my body, and I'm pretty golden these
days.
That's
great.
Yeah.
That's well, and
I did get heat stroke one year though. Oh. That was cool.
Wait, in the summertime?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Oh, no.
That was really embarrassing. Fun fact, one of my husband's exes was working on the show that day.
Okay.
So I was in my cop uniform feeling really great, and she was in a really hot outfit, and I was like, that girl's a babe. Why didn't he marry her? She is great. And then I promptly got heat stroke and passed out, and I'll never live that one down.
Oh no. Heat stroke is no joke. I did a movie once in Turks and Caicos. Yeah.
Ooh.
Sounds like a dream, right? It was for the most part, except this was a very low budget movie. And at one point they shipped us off on this gorgeous boat, but to go film on like a random island where there was no infrastructure. And we were all supposed to have been like taking party drugs and be like, you know, all crazed on ecstasy and whatnot. But the thing was, like, there was really no, there was barely any water. There was no shade. So at the end of the day, they have us, you know, back on this boat, and they're just carting us back to the Club
Med. And you guys had actually done ecstasy, so it was a problem.
I remember, like, being in my room and seeing, like, strobes. I was like, I think I have heat stroke.
Yeah, it's bananas.
It's scary.
It's very scary, and it's, I mean, and then, you know, and then you're like, well, am I weak because no one else got it?
No.
But it's because I didn't drink enough.
What? Yeah. Do people ever mistake you? Because on the streets in New York, people just film and people are walking by. It's like, whatever. I'm sure half the time nobody cares. Right. But do people ever mistake you for a real cop?
All the time.
Really?
They're always asking us for directions.
Yeah.
We're like, I don't know. I've never been in this part of the city. I have no idea where to tell you to go. Like, sometimes we try. Sometimes we jump in. But you have to be kind of careful because you could get in big trouble.
You're impersonating a cop.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You're right. Saying cop. And like, yeah, it's interesting. I guess Will always tells the story where there was a guy who came up to us and he was like, let me ask you guys something. Can they do this? Can they shut off the street like this? Can they do? And we're like, we're actually the actors in the scene that like the streets shut off for. So
what season are they on Blue Bloods?
We're going into our 10th season.
10 seasons.
So yeah.
And you joined in four?
Yeah. I joined in season four. And that's why I was like, I don't know if this show is going to go any longer. This seems, I mean, they celebrated their 100th episode, my first season. And so,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So I was kind of, you know.
That's amazing.
I didn't know
we were. So we're in syndication. That's great.
Yeah. So our first episode, season 10, will be our 200th episode.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
And
so
now,
quick question:
you're in the family. I mean, you got married this season on the show. Mm-hmm. You got to have another wedding with a beautiful dress. How exciting! That was so. That must have been fun.
There's one thing about me. It's I love to get married.
We'll talk about that in a minute. And yeah, so you and Will Estes, well, you and his character, you guys are married now. So now you're at the family dinners.
Yeah.
This is like a major thing.
It was a big turning. I do really feel like I've arrived. I'm like, okay, this is what I came here for.
Yeah.
This is what I get. And the dinner, it's kind of exciting though, because the dinner scenes are completely different than being a beat cop. And
wanting, right.
You know, now I get to wear clothes.
Right. Real clothes.
I get to wear my hair down. I come on set. Earlier on, I would come on set and my hair would be down and like the crew would not know who I was.
Right.
They were just, because I look really different. I'm like a set, I'm an actor, so I'm a super chameleon.
You are very chameleon though. You really are, I think. I mean, I've seen you in lots of different things. Thanks. And then
you're the type of actor that you feel like you know her as like a family member or friend.
But you don't know who, well, listen.
No,
oh,
because,
God.
No. Jesus. So, no, you know, like you've seen you, like I'm like, oh my God, I know that girl, but how do I know her? And then you realize, oh, she's, you know, all these hit shows. Mm-hmm. But so 10 season, do they tell you like what your story arc's going to be ahead of time or?
They did with like the getting of us together. How do I say that?
You knew
in season 8 that we were going to get together at the very end. And we were really concerned about it because we have this tension and the will they, won't they. And if you kind of, you know, at some point the audience goes, you better get them together or we're going to jump ship on
this.
But also it's like the Moonstruck thing.
Right.
You know, if they get together, like all the chemistry might die. And that was a big concern in this season, this last season, season 9. And we actually had like, Will and I actually had a conversation about it. I was like, we are missing we have great chemistry. We love each other very much in real life too. So I was like, we got to find these moments for like there to be heat and conflict and stuff, because that's sort of what people liked about us. But I don't remember what the question was.
if the writers let you know where you're going.
We knew, but there was, I mean, we didn't know if we were going to actually have a wedding or get married.
Yeah.
I sort of was in on that a little bit more. Because I was like, am I going to be in a wedding dress? You got to tell a girl.
Yeah,
you can't just like spring this on me.
No.
And the first time they had me in a wedding dress, they did spring it on me. And I was like, guys, I mean, I need to, like, let me at least, like, stop eating a carb for a week. Like, give me
hilarious.
It's the winter.
Yeah, right.
You know, no amount of spray tan was helping me out. Yeah.
Well, also another little known fact, I've known Will Estes since I was a kid. Will came on an episode of Step by Step and played a love interest of Al's.
Boyfriend?
Yeah.
I think for you?
Yeah. Yeah, he's been in the business forever. So randomly, he was in town, I don't know, a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. And and Vanessa said he was over at their house. And I was like, oh my God, you guys, please stop by. I haven't seen Will in 20 years. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he's such a nice guy. So and that's awesome. Let's talk about your wedding.
Which one?
Well, your husband, mm-hmm. Landon, who some of you would know, he is an amazing singer. Yeah. He has his own band, Harper Party, and then he also sings with Frankie Valli.
Yeah, he did. He now is on his own, but yeah, he toured with Frankie Valli for like 11 years.
That's crazy.
Sort of where he got his start. He was one of the Four Seasons, technically. So he was like not a backup singer, but sort of.
Yeah. Yeah. And Landon was the singer at my wedding, which was amazing.
Yes.
I was there.
You were there. You heard him. Well, you might probably too drunk to remember, but
I was.
You and Nicole, I'm correct. Pretty sure, were dancing around. But then years later, so we went to go do this half mile marathon. And the moment that we got there, my husband and I trained for it. The moment we got there, my husband threw his back out. So that was exciting. Yeah, this poor guy couldn't move the whole weekend. It was a disaster. But anyway, we'd run the marathon. We were all just kicking back and having drinks. And you guys were actually getting married in a couple months.
Right.
But because there was a small group of friends there, we decided impromptuly, somehow, I don't remember how this was decided, that we were going to have an impromptu wedding.
That was right.
At the house. I was in charge of flowers.
Oh my God, seriously?
Yep.
Yeah.
Vanessa was getting sort of like a dress on. Girls were doing makeup. I was outside literally picking flowers from random bushes and putting them on, you know, bouquet. And we had a really fun impromptu wedding.
Who was performing the service?
Oh, our friend Dave Hall.
Yep.
Well, what had happened
was... He was wearing a caftan.
Yes. Oh, perfect. Yeah. All the Mexican blankets were involved. Mm-hmm. A week before, Dave and Landon and me, we drove out to Portland to visit my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd been married before. And so the first time around, I was very young and my mom planned my wedding, you know, and it was great. And the second time around, I was like, I'm a grown up. I'm planning my own wedding. And I was so therefore I was having panic attacks, just nonstop panic attacks.
Yeah.
And just not knowing what I was doing. And so I remember I was in my parents' room. I was like laying in my mom's bed crying. And she goes, just don't do it. She goes, go get married next weekend with your friends. And I was, you know, too bad. I mean, we'd already paid the deposit, so we had to do the other one. But she was like, just don't do it. And so we drove back from Portland with Dave and we were all in a hot tub in like some small town in Oregon. And he said, I'm going to go and get my license right now online. So he did.
Oh.
And so he got, so it was like, that was always on the back burner. Like this could happen if it made sense. Like maybe we'll do that. That would be fun, you know, but I still was thinking, you know, we're going to have the real wedding, so it doesn't matter. But then at one point, Landon looked at me and he goes, should we get married right now? And I was like, okay. So he announced to the pool. He was like, everyone, this is your half hour call.
That's
half
right.
Hour call. We're going to be married in 30 minutes.
It was, great. It was so fun.
One of our other friends sang the national anthem.
That's right.
As the opening song.
The national anthem.
That's right. I mean, it was amazing.
Eric was there. He took beautiful photos.
Yeah, he randomly
beautiful photos.
Had his like whole rig.
Yeah.
Kelly was just drinking and just all the
speeches,
things, all the speeches.
It was great. Fun. And then by the time you guys, you know, had your other wedding, you were already married. So
yeah, exactly. It was just fun. It was just a party the yeah. second time.
I actually think it's really smart. I feel like everyone should do that.
I highly recommend it. Truly. I think everyone should have like their little core, because everyone has that group of friends.
Yeah.
That they're like, I really only want these people there.
Yeah.
You know, but I actually want all these other people there too, but like you kind of just want like your 15 best friends, you know, and then you want your family, and then you want
right.
your other friends and like all that stuff.
So. I get it. I had 4 birthday parties this year, so and counting, still going.
Why not?
Why not? So, you know, when you have all these kind of different groups of friends, sometimes it's fun to experience stuff in a smaller.
Totally.
Well, I feel very honored that we were there at both of them.
It was like, it's still to this day, like really, really special that you guys were there.
I would have been invited, but all right.
I wish you were there too.
I don't.
Yeah. It was sort of foreshadowing to the friendship we were going to have.
It is. It's sort of true. I was wearing a horse hat. Why?
That's right.
Because the house that you guys were Airbnb-ing, I think, had one as a decoration. Yeah. And maybe in one of the rooms. It was a horse theme. But I just felt like, you know what? This is a formal piece of attire. I'm not wearing anything formal. So I'm just going to go ahead and wear the horse hat.
She really did.
What's a horse hat?
Like for horseback riding.
But it was like vintage-y.
And velvet. It just felt...
That's also foreshadowing, because the place we actually got married also had a horse theme.
That's right. It did.
That's so funny. Hey.
Oh, God. It's great.
Quick question, Vanessa.
Yeah.
How long were you on Suits?
I was on Suits the first season and a little bit of the second season.
So did you work with Megan?
I sure did.
But you didn't get invited to that wedding.
I didn't. You guys.
Damn.
This is like, I don't know if I should. I'll tell the story.
Who cares?
Megan is.
She's in another country. She's not even a citizen here anymore.
First of all, Megan is. I have not a bad word to say about that girl. She's beautiful and lovely and so like knows every great restaurant in the world. But I'm a girl who drops a ball. If there's a ball to drop, I'm going to drop it. You know,
drop it.
Like if you are not the most recent text message to me, I probably won't read it or respond to it.
Don't be offended.
Don't be offended. I love you. It's just, I'm flighty. And she is a type A kind of person who is very good at being a friend and very on top of things. And I was a dropper of balls. And that girl, you know, when you just are like, someone's like, oh, they're trying to be my friend.
Yeah.
Megan was trying to be my friend. And I just... dropped a lot of those balls, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna stay in my hotel room tonight, like I'm not gonna go out. I just was really lazy, and man, if I had known I should have put in the effort there.
I know.
Well, now we know why you weren't invited to the wedding.
That's exactly my point.
Yeah.
If I had just put in a little bit of effort the way that she was putting in an effort, I probably would have made it to the wedding.
I mean, I don't want to make you feel bad, but maybe the worst ball dropped ever.
It is going to go down in history as that ball dropped.
I tell all my friends, like one of my biggest dreams ever is to be knighted.
Ooh. Oh, please, girl.
I want to be a sir.
Well, of course.
Just so we have to call you sir?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But like, it's like the biggest thing. So I'm like, you know, like when Alyssa and I were in our 20s, I was like, you've got to marry Prince Williams. I have got to, like the, I was like obsessed.
I like that we as a collective
as a team.
Unit.
Yeah.
I feel like you have a better chance of having a debutante party than being a knight.
I've been to a debutante party. Grew up in Florida.
You have?
Yes. Did you not have a debutante party, Christine?
No, thank you. I did not. However, several people I went to high school did.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge thing in the South. It's like a big thing.
Still.
And if you get invited to a debutante ball, like you've like made it, you know.
The only thing I know about the debutante ball is from the OC. Didn't they do that on the OC TV series?
Maybe. I don't know. It's all very strange.
Yeah.
The first time we actually met, I went to see a screening of a really hilariously wonderful little film.
Did you go and see that?
Rumper Butts.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Vanessa is in a movie called Rumper Butts.
Nobody, go see it.
Romper Butts? Was it a release?
It's an odd title, but it's a really cute movie, and you're really good in it.
Very wonderfully kind.
I actually enjoyed it.
Show.
Was it released all over, or was it like
I think it's like on, you know, some streaming service somewhere.
I don't remember why it was called Romper Butts, but
it was about a children's a couple that sings has a concert.
Yes.
I am doing a bad job pitching this film. and they were a real band in real life.
Right, that's right.
A real couple in real life, and it didn't totally translate, unfortunately. But it was very fun to shoot.
We all have, I mean,
I think we were all drunk at that premiere, which is ideal.
Ideal. Yeah. A friend of ours was wearing long extensions. She looked like someone from Game of Thrones. Speaking of Game of Thrones, can we talk for a second?
Yeah, of course. I'm open. I'm here.
Okay.
I'm caught up.
Finale.
Okay. So,
hold on a second. Did you guys watch the whole series?
Yeah.
I didn't.
You just came in.
I just came in. I'm one of those. I don't want to do all the work. Somebody has to do all the work for me.
I just don't get the phenomenon. I tried to watch 20 minutes of it, season one. I was just like, I don't get it.
It's a lot of characters.
Okay, but your favorite show is Love After Lockup. I mean, I don't think it's in your wheelhouse.
Coming back. I'm going to go ahead and say
you're probably not the target audience for Game of Thrones.
Okay, but I'm also right now, 90 Day Fiancé is back and it's amazing.
People love that show. Okay, yeah. Wait, just really quick. We won't go on a whole Game of Thrones K-hole, but were you satisfied with the ending?
Well, okay. So since I did not participate in the whole series, for me, I thought, this is great. She's going to go to this other world. That guy's going to fly around and be a raven. And then Jon Snow's going to go. And it's a setup for a movie to me.
Yeah, it seems
so
like that.
So I'm like, here's what's going to happen. Arya's going to go and she's going to stir up some garbage because she's going to a new land. She's going to find some new bad guys. And then the raven is going to find that dragon. But the only person that can manage that dragon is Jon Snow.
Right.
So they're going to have to find Jon Snow.
Yep.
And then they're going to fight the bad guys. And then maybe that will be the ending that we all deserve.
Yeah. It was definitely a little, there were just a lot of things for me that tracked only so far and then never tracked again. Like Arya's whole face shifting. Like, when is she going to put on someone's face and kill someone?
Right.
I was just waiting for her to kill Cersei with someone else's face.
There was a lot of stuff
that
they gave up on, I felt.
Yeah.
We're just going to give up. And then I felt like the shift of Dany. I love calling her Dany.
Me too.
I felt like the shift of her being such a bad guy was a little quick.
Yeah, it was. But I mean, I guess she's always been a bit ruthless.
It's true.
How about the Starbucks cup? Okay, now we're talking.
Oh, right. It's, all those moments where
the
it's
Starbucks
like
cup.
Starbucks. Yeah. And there's someone in other scenes, there's a water bottle. And I'm like, what is happening?
I think it's just the rails were coming off. These episodes were so long. I think people were just exhausted by the end.
Yeah. Well, I heard that they're doing a prequel to the series based on I don't know the
Mad King, I think. Yeah.
I don't know the characters. All I know is there's dragons and shit like that, and I'm like, I'm done.
Fantasy. Do not like the fantasy genre.
If Lisa Vanderpump is not in Game of Thrones, I'm not interested. Okay?
Do you watch The Housewives?
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
Every season.
I don't. There's a few I don't watch. There's just a few. I don't watch. I don't watch Atlanta. I haven't really watched Dallas.
Dallas is pretty good.
Crazy.
I haven't watched
Potomac.
I haven't watched that.
I haven't gotten into Potomac yet.
I love Potomac.
Yeah, people love that one. I like the Beverly Hills and I like the New York.
Who's your favorite?
On all of them?
On Beverly Hills and New York.
On Beverly Hills, Lisa Rinna.
Yeah.
Mine too.
Magic. Yeah. She was she was the thing we never knew we needed.
Yes, I agree.
Yep.
And I love Bethany Frankel in New York.
She's the MVP.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she really is. She's
the MVP.
I'm in love with Ramona and I'm in love with What's her name? Who's sexed up on New York?
Sonia. She's Sonia. Sonia.
Morgan. She's Sonia, yeah. But I love that Sonia. The Countess calls Always. Her Sonia, and it gets longer and longer every season.
You know, I have a theory. Have I told you this a lot? Nicole Tom is the younger version of Sonia Morgan.
That's brilliant, and you're absolutely right.
Isn't she? She is 100%.
She is. She is. You are so right. She is our Sonia.
I wish, I honestly sometimes wish that Sonia had her own show. Oh, I would completely watch it.
I would, I want to watch her and when she wakes up in the morning and what's with up?
The underwear. Why is her underwear always missing? Why, I mean, it's just, she's one of
those
kind.
People that if we knew her, we could talk about her for days.
Yes.
And then she got her coffee and it was made this way.
Yes.
And then she lost her underwear. And then, like, we could talk about her forever. I love people like that. That was so fascinating.
I know.
Yeah, I tried to get tickets to the Countess's cabaret.
Oh, I went.
It was like,
You
did?
I went.
In New York?
I went, no, here in LA.
Oh my God, tell me everything.
Well, it is the wildest thing I've ever been to. Honestly, the wildest thing I've ever been to. People only go there to yell Giovanni.
Oh my God.
That's it.
Giovanni!
They're not there to watch the show at all.
Oh my God.
They just are because it's not like a theater going audience, really.
Right. Yeah.
So they're just, people are just talking full voice. They're just drunk. And every now and again, not even every now and again, I'd say like every 15 seconds, someone shouts Giovanni.
Oh my God.
And it was truly, I mean, it was the wildest thing I've ever been to. And she looks amazing.
She looks amazing.
I mean.
I need to know who does her work.
Absolutely. Her body work. Who does her body work?
I don't.
It is together.
It is, yeah.
It's called Spanx, guys.
No. There were no space for Spanx.
No.
One of my favorite things about the show is it's all about the costume changes.
Yeah.
And she sang half. I think she sang in total probably like two songs, but they were all halves. So she sang like half of four songs. And then, and it was a long time. But she did five costume changes.
Amazing.
So she did more costume changes than she sang songs. And at one point there was, she wore a fall. Like,
sure.
Like a ponytail fall.
Sure.
And then there was the costume change. There was a singer in between, and we happened to know the guy that was singing, and I can't remember what he was singing. He was singing like, "Oh, What a Night" or something. And the piano player was like, "You got to vamp. You got to keep going because she's not changed yet. You got to keep going." So he sang the song like three times through.
Oh God.
And finally, oh, wow. She comes out from that ponytail fall with a French twist. All of that for a French twist.
Oh God. Oh my. Oh.
A topsy tail.
Yeah, a topsy tail. There it was. I was like, wow, have we earned that French twist?
Oh my God.
Well, did Sonia do a guest appearance on that?
No, show? Because LA. The only person
she did
Gretchen from the
OC.
OC.
So
she
funny.
Was yeah. She just announced that she was having a baby. So she had her hand on her belly the whole time. Very Meghan Markle.
Wait, Gretchen's pregnant?
Yes, with that slave guy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And
oh, boy.
It was when she walked into the like reception area, it was like a parting of the Red Sea. Like she walked in and she was like the queen of the night walking in.
Now,
for Gretchen?
That's finding your audience.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. I think because it was someone housewife. From the housewives.
Right. It was housewives lovers. Hilarious. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about, you were just in New Orleans for a wedding.
Yeah, for a wedding.
That's your town, Lolly.
I know. I love New Orleans. I was just in New Orleans a couple weeks ago. I drove down from Atlanta, where I'm here.
Do you like New Orleans?
I love New Orleans.
It's Where'd
really
you stay?
A magical, crazy city.
Oh,
isn't
we
it?
Stayed at the very luxurious Marriott.
On Canal Street?
Tulane's graduation this weekend. So flights were crazy expensive. Like hotel rooms were crazy. It was really hard to find anything. But I was there. I want to say like 6 years ago, I shot a horror film there.
Oh.
And so I was there for a couple of months, and it's by far my favorite place I've ever filmed. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was I just love the
yeah
everybody there. Everyone's so nice and the food's so good.
Yeah, the food is really the
there's
thing.
There's just like a really truly there is like an energy in the air that's really
yeah.
Fun. So
well, I was just saying to someone, you know, when I was down there, and you probably knows too, you know, they're doing all that construction down on Bourbon,
right?
And because you know they're sort of gentrifying the whole area, they're doing what New York did to Times Square, they're attempting yeah. to do to New Orleans, which is going to screw up the city completely.
Sure.
The culture is going to be like gone.
Yeah.
Like there's not going to be like legs coming out of a window for like, you know, it scares me a little bit.
Well, as someone who's been in New York through that transition, you are right to be scared.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the reasons I moved to Williamsburg from New York or from the Manhattan was because New York had become, every neighborhood had the same coffee shops, had the same restaurants, had the same, became a chain. Everything did. And it just got to be like kind of cookie cutter. And it felt like Universal Studios, like City Walk.
Right.
Which who doesn't love City Walk? No shame about City Walk.
No. But if everything you're passing is that, what's that place with all the soups? Well, I hate that place.
Right.
The place in New York. What's that place? It's a chain. It's just Hale and Hardy. I don't want to ever see a Hale and Hardy again. I don't know why it bothers me so much.
But everyone loves a soup.
I get it. People need soup. It's freaking cold there. Whatever. But I just don't ever want to go into like a cafeteria for soups.
The thing is with New Orleans is that they're trying to make it family friendly, and it's the one city that's not family friendly, and that's really what's so great about
Vegas, it. Vegas too. When I was in high school, I lived in Vegas. Fun fact. And
you lived in Vegas?
Yeah, my dad was in a country band, and we lived in the States for like 3 months, and then we ended up buying a house there. But that was happening to Vegas at the same time. They were trying to make it family friendly, and it just doesn't work. So now they're going back to it's all, you know,
all no holds barred.
No holds barred.
Yeah. Right.
I was just in Vegas a couple weeks ago.
Oh, right.
Yeah. For one of the 40th birthday parties.
I haven't been invited to any of your 40th birthday parties, by the way.
Well, we're going to Vegas this weekend for my husband's 40th if you want to come out.
Ooh, there you go.
There you go. Official
I mean, what the hell, Christine?
Listen, dude, I didn't plan any of these. Other people plan them. So
well, they don't have my number.
If you'd like to celebrate my 40th birthday, one, don't forget it, which you did.
Oh.
Two, maybe plan something. Like, we could go to dinner. We could do a Palm Springs night. I'm open. Ooh. But listen, I'm not going to plan my own birthday. Yeah. Okay.
Whatever.
Okay. So, but what I have learned about Vegas is... I had a great time because it was a group of a lot of old girlfriends, and we just laughed the whole weekend, and it was awesome. We could
Sounds
have done
horrible.
That like in my backyard.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Like, I really didn't. There was a part of what I used to love about Vegas, just all the just over excessive of everything was fun. And now it's just, I don't even want to wear heels and walk across the lobby to go to dinner.
No.
I mean, I think I'm a little too old.
I totally get it.
Where did you stay?
We go to Vegas now. I mean, I have a different experience in Vegas because I will go to places off the strip a lot.
Yeah.
And I still have like a lot of randomly friends from high school.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Still live there. But now we just stay at one hotel and we don't leave it.
You don't. It's too
we
hard.
Go
it takes
to the pool and we don't leave it.
Takes 30 minutes.
Which hotel did you stay at, Christine?
We were at the Palazzo.
Oh, I like the Palazzo. They have the suite.
The suites were really nice. We got two adjoining suites, so there was plenty of room, and we all just hung out. But, like, the pool was under construction, and then we had to go to this other pool, and it was like, and a bunch of, like, very greased up men, and I was, it was just a lot. It was a lot for me.
We literally were in Vegas, like, we go there, we're there a lot randomly, and we were there, like, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we went to different hotel, like, pools, and we're like, what's the vibe here? What's the vibe here? What's the vibe here? Because that is not Landon at all.
No.
He is not in the sky at all.
Oh, really? No? I can't.
Contrary to popular belief. I mean, he does look like a little like a douchebag, but he's less douchebag than he looks, you know?
No, I've gotten very snobby, what I realize. I've just gotten to be a hotel snob over the years.
Me too.
God, it's the worst. I hate
That's
myself sometimes. Really.
I'm not. I could stay at a Motel 6 and be fine.
Oh, good. Then I know what to get you for your 45th birthday.
Works for me.
No, I really, like, my husband and I, it's so awful. We go to a hotel and I'll find a really good deal on something and I'll be like, now I see why there was a good deal. See this? Like, I'm really terrible.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because I have such a thing about, if you're going to spend good money, like, it better be a really good experience.
Totally. Well, she rented a Malibu.
Otherwise, why have you left?
She rented a Malibu home for $5,000 for a week.
Well, listen.
Honestly, that's it for a whole week?
Thank you, Vanessa.
That's kind of amazing. Because I was looking for
it
places.
Was a donation to a school, by the
How
by.
How about that? Well, I mean, fun fact about one of the reasons we bought our house was because we were going to rent a place in Malibu for New Year's.
Right.
And it was so expensive for two nights that we were like,
let's just buy a house instead.
Let's just buy this house instead. And that is not totally untrue.
Because probably the down payment was, I mean, it was probably at least a chunk.
Why? I mean, well, yeah, because it was like, are we going to spend like 10 grand for three nights?
Yeah, I know.
Or are we going to like use that money for something?
Yeah.
Buy something with it.
Right.
That's of value. And so we bought a home. And that, my friends, is asshole moves.
Asshole moves.
Well, wait, speaking of
asshole moves, can we talk about... out if you don't want it. Can we talk about the present that you got your husband that he returned?
Oh my god. Okay. So here's the way I can describe this. I grew up under the poverty line. So I grew up very, very, very poor. And Landon didn't grow up that way. He grew up in San Diego. His dad was is a very successful musician. And so we just have a different experience. And that's not to say that there was a point in Landon's life when we first met that his family fell in some hard times. His mom got very sick and those sorts of things. But so I've never lived with things or, you know, whatever. So Landon to me is so fancy. He is like, my dad says, I don't know how to be rich and Landon doesn't know how to be poor. So
fair assessment.
It's a fair assessment. And it's maybe a little bit deep, but it's true. So I've always thought he's a very fancy guy and I'm just trying to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
So he travels for a living and, you know, he's a musician, so he's on the road all the time. And so I was like, I'm going to get him a nice piece of luggage. Like, because I'm not creative and he's a good gift giver and I'm not. So I'm like, what's like the fanciest thing I can get him? And I was like, I know, I'll get him a Louis Vuitton luggage.
Very nice.
I know.
I mean,
do you see why we bought a house instead of rented a place? I mean, it's very just, that sounds like a good idea. So I didn't think this through. So I didn't like buy it in Portland where we were going to be. No sales tax. I didn't do that. I bought it on Fifth Avenue like 4 days before Christmas. I'm like lugging this, like all this luggage around on trying to get like even trying to get a cab to take me back home with the luggage didn't happen. I ended up walking home carrying these huge Louis Vuitton bags like a total jerk. And then I was like, well, shit, how am I going to get this on the plane? So then I went to a hardware store and I took a bunch of boxes and I wrapped it in a bunch of boxes and then I wrapped it in like Saran wrap. And it took an entire episode of Ellen to wrap those things. That's how long it took. I was sweating in my apartment.
Why couldn't you just put the empty luggage onto the plane?
Because I didn't want him to see it. He was picking me up.
Oh, I got it.
So I didn't want him to see what he got. So I get in this luggage. I get it to Portland. He opens it up and he's like, oh, what did you do? You know, and then he was like, I don't want this. He didn't want it. He didn't the luggage.
He didn't want to be responsible for really fancy luggage going from place to place.
Yeah, he's like, it's going to get ruined. So,
and I'm not going to use it.
Did it have the LV all over it?
No, it was like very classy. I mean, I don't know if it was very classy. I don't know. It was like the same color. It was like gray. It looked boyish.
You should have went to Target and got a Swiss Army bag.
You are correct. You know what I should have done is just gone to REI and bought him a backpack.
There you go.
You could have got him a whole set at Target.
Yeah.
But this is what I love. After all of that, then having to go back into the Louis Vuitton store and being like, hi, I'd like to make a return.
They were like, are you kidding? They're like, she bought you this luggage and you're returning it. And I was bitter about it for a long time.
I know.
I really was. And then I was like, ultimately, I guess I'm glad I'm with somebody who doesn't really care about what kind of luggage they have.
I mean, best laid plans. Your intentions were lovely.
I put in my blood, sweat, and tears into that.
I know. What's the weirdest, I have a weird question. What's the weirdest, quote unquote, compliment your husband has ever given you?
Oh, wow. Hmm. I don't know if he's giving me weird compliments. I have this, there's a thing that I always talk about that, one time we were in bed and it was just like a great moment, you know, those moments. We were just laying there and he just looked so peaceful and looked so happy. And I looked over at him and I go, you know, that girl thing. I was like, hey, so what are you thinking about? And he looked at me deep in the eyes and he goes, honestly, nothing. I was like, really? Nothing? You look at me and you think nothing. And he's like, yeah. I was like, great. This is, we are, wow, what a dream.
Just birds, crickets around. Going on.
So I guess that's a compliment that he wasn't thinking about anything else.
Well, he's probably thinking about someone else and didn't want to say it.
That's
probably, I'm kidding.
No, you know totally what? And he you. Should. Totally you know what I mean? You. We've been together a long time. And sometimes I look at myself and I go, I'm sorry that this has happened to my body.
Oh, stop.
I'm, you know.
Oh, please.
Just think about it. Think about whatever you need to.
My husband said to me, and like, you know, listen, after you've had two babies, okay, and your husband has seen all kinds of things, you know, I think your filter just really drops. There's really no smoke and mirrors anymore. Right. But I think it was last night, he says to me as I'm making dinner, wow, you have very large ear holes.
Oh, oh.
I'm surprised you don't get infections more often. I went, I'm,
what?
I'm sorry, what? Because I've just never noticed that before. You have quite large ear holes.
Wow, he's just finding new things to love nonstop.
I was like, what kind of a comment is that? He goes, oh, I'm just making an observation. I went, well, thank you for that. I guess my ear, I've never noticed my ear. I can't see
now
my ear
I
holes.
Yeah,
so.
Now I don't. Things I didn't know to know about.
Now I'm self-conscious about my damn ear holes. Great.
Oh my God, wait. I don't think that they're very
I don't think
large
they're very... maybe they're getting bigger. You know, as you get older, things
nose
start...
And ears.
Yes. It's horrifying.
I think you've got great ear holes.
Oh, my God.
Do you wear heavy earrings, Christine?
And complimenting you on them.
Do you wear heavy earrings, Christine?
No, I don't think he meant that ear hole.
The actual...
The
where
actual
the sound
canal.
Oh, I thought you meant like the earrings ear hole.
No.
Because why is he looking in your
he
ears?
Whenever he goes underwater, he gets water stuck in his ears. Oh. And it's really annoying. But I don't. And so I think he was probably on that train of thought of like, if you have large ear holes, why don't you get water in your ears? It's very strange.
That's so
anyway,
funny. Ugh,
so dumb. What was the last terrible thing you ate? I know you were just in New Orleans, so I have to imagine. I mean, when I say terrible, I mean delicious, but bad for you.
Oh, God. You guys, I had a lot of cake. And I had a grilled cheese in a cup.
I
had
wedding food.
The wedding, the food at this wedding was unbelievable.
Mm.
It was so, so good. I had like mac and cheese bites. I had, for the first time in my life, they had a chocolate fountain.
Ooh,
and
yum.
I had all the options.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
had
good.
All the options.
I love, did you have beignets when you were there?
I did have one beignet. Ugh. I was at the wedding, yeah.
I'm just a donut sucker. I love donuts. Lincoln. God, I'm such a... When I was pregnant, forget it. That donut place right down the street, it's my favorite. It's Donut Emporium. It's not fancy. I love a glazed twist. You could really get me with a glazed twist. Yep.
I'm obsessed with fried okra.
I love fried okra. Yum.
You could deep fry a chair and I'd eat it, so yeah. That sounds great.
Although I will admit, last night Brandon looks at me and he's like, remember when you used to want McFlurries all the time? Yeah, when I was pregnant. Ooh. I said, yeah. He goes, I mean, I'd go get one if you wanted it. And I said, do you want one? He goes, I mean, I mean, only if you do. It was like we were having one of those, I'll do it if you do. I said, sweetie, go get one if you want one. He goes, but are you going to have any?
Yeah,
I said,
I'm the same as Brandon on this. I'm like, I will not eat it unless you're eating it.
I know. I said, fine. Yes, fine. I will have one. You can get me one Oreo. He was gone. He was back in like 10 minutes. He was so fast. He was back in 10 minutes. He gorged his. I ate half of mine. And then I started to feel kind of sick. So I put it in the freezer maybe for later. And then this morning he admits to me, I also had a cheeseburger in the car. Ah! I was like, this is after dinner, everyone. I was like, oh, you are a secret eater.
Oh, I am too.
It's so funny.
Well, he could, you know, take me down to that McDonald's. Yeah. I will go with him.
Or no longer a secret eater because I've just outed him, but it's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
I do that too. Does he hold resentments towards you if you don't want it or you don't? Like I'm like, oh, shouldn't we maybe go to Menchie's tonight? And Landon's like, I mean, I could or I couldn't. I'm like, I guess we don't have to.
Then you're pissed.
And then I just sit there sulking until it's like 10 minutes before they close. And he's like, okay, let's go. And I'm like, oh.
That's so funny.
He knows. He's probably going to hear about it for days.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, he doesn't sulk so much, but he's just like a late night snacker. You know, if I left to his own devices, I get little mini cones of ice cream for Georgia. And left to his own devices, if I'm out and he's home, they will be gone. Oh. They just disappear from the freezer. And he's like, I don't know who ate those. Georgia must have gotten in there. And I'm like, she can't even open the freezer.
Just throwing your like 2-year-old under the
Yes.
Bus.
It's terrible. So I also want to, you have a Teen Choice Award.
I do have a Teen Choice Award. What an honor.
This year? What's that?
No. Was it this year? No. From like, from 2015.
Because you were, for people that watched Pretty Little Liars, you were kind of the secret person.
I was the bad guy. Is what they called me.
And people didn't, it wasn't revealed till the very end. And you didn't even know that.
I didn't necessarily know. But when I got the job, I sort of assumed, I don't know why, but I was like, I think this is going to happen. Same thing with Blue Bloods. I was like, I think we're going to be a couple and we're going to get married and that's going to happen on the show. Like for some reason, I felt that way because I had a good relationship with Marlene. And when I first got the job, she called. She's such a great writer, showrunner, because she really spends time with each character and like really develops them.
That's awesome.
And so then right before I got Blue Bloods, they wanted me to be a regular on Pretty Little Liars. And I knew at that point, I was like, oh, that's probably because I'm going to be A. And then I got Blue Bloods and then it was like,
right,
that's the gig I took. But it turned out to be... it turned out to be great. I mean, I got a Teen Choice Award. I was best choice villain.
That's
great.
I
have a surfboard in my basement.
Yeah, I was going to ask you where you kept your surfboard.
Yeah. Landon, I think, was more excited about that surfboard than I was. he's so proud of it.
Oh, my God.
Did you get slimed? Did you get slimed?
No. That's Nick. That's Nickelodeon?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was thinking it was.
That's the Kids Choice. Sorry. Kids Choice Awards.
This is Teen Choice Awards. They don't slime when you're a teen.
But I have to say, every year, I look at it and I'm like, oh, God, that was a long time ago. It's getting to be a longer and longer time ago. And I'm like, oh, I gotta do something that, you know, I gotta win something or get a certificate. Someone needs to print out a certificate and frame it for me.
We'll get you a plaque.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
For someone who didn't win a lot of things,
best neighbor award.
Oh my God! What an honor!
Yes, I'll hang it above
fest.
Your washer.
The
dryer.
Love fest.
When I moved in, and I think I told a lot of you listeners this. When we moved into our house, and we were finally back, and we were like, oh my God, the construction's over. Thank God we can like stop the bleeding of money. And then all of my appliances broke one by one. My washer dryer broke. It was a total nightmare. And Landon and Vanessa had just moved in and they were so kind. You guys let me do my laundry. They were like, we're gone. Just, it's fine. You can come over. Feel free. I was doing loads over there, you guys. Like, I was pregnant, just bringing loads over to my neighbors. It was very nice of you.
I'm glad that worked out that you were able to do
You guys are rad.
Oh, yay. Everyone loves each other.
Oh, my gosh. You're just mad because A, you don't live in the compound, and B, you're not invited to all the birthdays. So,
right.
Listen, just participate. Listen. It's okay. Like, I'm glad we're here to talk about it.
Were you at, Vanessa, were you at Christine's baby shower for the second one?
I don't think so. I know, I wasn't.
No.
I must have been in New York or something.
Yeah.
I'm sure I would have been invited.
I'm sure you would have been. No, we did it in the end of July, I think.
Oh,
I think you might have been back by then. He wasn't there either.
Oh, you weren't there either?
No, I where was I?
You
I was
were
in
gone.
New York.
Yeah, I think you were in New
Are
York
already.
Are you
a already. Baby shower guy? Do you like enjoy going to baby showers?
No, I don't, but I make them fun and I don't know. This one did not seem like it's something I should attend because it was so what's the word, Christine, that I can be polite?
I don't know your thoughts.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know what you're about to say.
Well, I was just getting like emails from like the shower team that I literally was like, hey guys, I'm out. I won't be there.
He wanted to be in and then he didn't want to be in and then he wanted to be out. Basically, it's like anything. I want to be in until there's work to be done and then I want to be out.
Right.
There was no work to be done. It was just like, there was like rules and things.
Oh, rules.
I hate rules.
Rules.
And like emails. Yeah, like they, like, it's a long, Vanessa, it's a long story. You're lucky. I mean, listen, I hear it was beautiful and fun, so I can't say anything
well,
about
she was
that.
The most beautiful pregnant person that's ever lived.
You're it's, really kind.
You should be pregnant. You should just always get pregnant because nobody has that. Like, you have that over everyone.
Listen, if it weren't for the heartburn and then having to actually care for another child, I would totally do it.
She would, like, come over to our pool.
It's that little thing.
And be in a little bathing suit. And you wouldn't even know she was. She was like strong and tan and beautiful.
Oh God, you're so.
Well, that's
nice.
Why. That's why she delivered so quickly. Her children came out real quick. You know, I was her doula. You knew that, right,
oh,
Vanessa?
Oh wow, I didn't
for
know
both
that.
Children. Yeah, both
not
children.
By choice.
I was in the. I was in the room for both children.
Was he really?
He really was. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh
what
yeah.
An honor.
I mean, it was all right. It's not
for
the first
me
time
or for him. Yeah, yeah, okay. Just making sure.
You know, and so, yeah, I we're close too, even though we're not neighbors like you two and share laundry facilities.
Oh, you might be neighbors, but I've seen inside her womb.
Yeah,
okay, let's just
babies
relax.
Came out covered in
after. Yeah,
that's
that
right.
That's right.
It is. Oh, it's more like it's weird when babies come out.
I've seen Christine eat the placenta, okay?
Did you eat it?
Well, yeah, yes. I mean, it was freeze-dried, encapsulated, and put into capsules. So yeah, you've seen me take like what looks like vitamins. It's not like I was slurping up a placenta off the floor like an animal. I mean, my God.
I know, I'm like, wait, what? How did that
you
go
make
down?
It sound insane. Like, it's actually
that's right,
much
Vanessa.
Than
I've
that.
Seen her eat the fucking placenta.
All right,
and
just relax. Calm down, for the love of God.
God.
So insane.
That's
weird.
Cool of you.
Thanks.
That is so good.
Well, I want to tell our listeners we are going to be taking a little break over the summer.
Summer vacay.
Alaa's going to be traveling. You know, he's a political animal, so I'm sure there's going to be lots of stories.
2020 elections, guys, they're coming up.
Dear God, dear Lord. I'm going to be doing some traveling as well.
Fuck my life.
And then I'm jumping back in the director's seat at the end of the summer on the Goldbergs and Schooled. So very excited.
You're so amazing.
Oh, thanks, girl.
You really are. Just, man, if there's someone that's killing life, it is Christine Lincoln.
You're too kind. We should have you on.
Hey, Vanessa, I practically delivered her two children, too.
Okay.
If
right.
there's someone that is delivering life, it is you.
You are Thank delivering you. Something. But we're going to take a little break, and we will be back at some point. But here's something for you guys. We are thinking about rebranding our podcast, and we would love your input. So if you've got ideas about what you think our new title should be, go ahead and email us at worsteverpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know what your thoughts are, and we are going to start trying to retool the show a little bit.
Yeah, we want to find a possibly new network. We want to have a new name. I came up with a name I thought of the other day, Christine.
Okay, what is it? Do you want to bait?
You don't know
right
my
life.
No. Yes. Here. Ready?
Yeah.
It's called You Don't Know My Life Podcast.
I love the way you just said that. You don't know my life.
You don't know my life.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
It's a good start.
It's a good start. It's a good jumping off point. I like
yeah,
it.
You guys were doing this podcast for a while, and like you were in on the podcast game before everybody had a podcast.
I know. A lot of people have a podcast. So sometimes you've got to kind of find new topics and entry points to talk about. But yeah, I mean, it's so fun to do, and we really appreciate all of our listeners jumping on board.
Speaking
you guys are amazing.
Speaking of amazing listeners, you know, when I was at this MegaCon thing with the Mouse Club, I was approached by so many people, and I wasn't wearing my worst ever hat those days, but they recognized and recognized the podcast. And to all those that are listening and were at MegaCon and for the reunion and stuff, appreciate it. I love seeing you guys, and thank you for coming up and saying hi and all the nice compliments.
That's awesome. Vanessa, thank you so much for popping over today.
Thank you spending for having time me. With us. I really appreciate. I feel really great.
I'm glad we could start your day off well.
It was so nice to sort. I met you once on the street, but to meet you in Georgia is even better.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Tell the listeners where they can find you on social.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm at VRayskull. V R A Y S K U L L. On all the platforms.
Love it.
And,
like
and
by
Vanessa,
the power of Grayskull, it's like that. But my friend,
I love that.
Yeah, my
I
friend
love
in
that.
High school used to say that. And then I didn't know social media was going to be a thing. And so I used that name. And then now it's
stuck. Does someone else have your other name? Your real name?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
same.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. I didn't understand.
You want me to get it back? You want me to get it back?
Yeah, I want my name.
Yeah.
I can't get my
name.
People
like, did you buy your kids' names? That's like a thing now.
I did.
Yeah.
So don't even try it, people. I did. But yeah, I know. It's kind of weird. I did the same thing. And now it's like, I was using Instagram completely incorrectly in the beginning. I was posting pictures not knowing that they were public. Thank God I didn't post anything embarrassing. But I was literally
I still don't know.
This is a cool filter, thinking they were just saving to my phone.
Yeah.
Ooh. I still don't understand the Instagram. I'm still trying to figure it out.
All right. Well, we need to have a major discussion about that because.
So you're coming up on season 10 of Blue Bloods.
Yes,
any other shows or movies?
No, that takes up most of my life. But
before you leave,
Christine will write something and I can be in it.
Yes.
I mean,
yes
I'm working on all kinds of, you know, I have all the ideas because I'm an actor. And of course, I'm like, you know, all the things. But no, I'm just doing Blue Bloods.
And taking a well-deserved break.
Yeah, I really took this hiatus and gave myself a break.
Cause you barely get to see your house.
It's true.
So
I love it so much, too.
That's
really
nice.
Do.
And have some good time with your husband, too.
Yeah, he's great. Like him.
He's a good one. Mm-hmm. Keep him around. Thanks for listening, guys. I'm Christine Lakin. You can find me on all social at Yo Lakin.
And I'm Alaa Khalid, and you can find me at Alec Led Don't Ask.
And Rob.
Hey, you can find me at Para on Twitter and at para.jpg. Someone's still squatting Para on Instagram. please send some angry messages to that person.
and look for our upcoming revamp on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We'll announce it for you guys. Talk to you soon.
But you can find us for now at Worst Ever Podcast and Worst Ever PC. Have a great week. And if you don't, tell us about it. Bye.
Bye.